the budget that passed the board's budget committee last night. When I took office in January, I inherited a city with so much potential and a historic $800 million budget deficit that was holding us back. My team got to work, and in just a few months, we worked with the Board of Supervisors and partners across the city to deliver a proposed budget that tackled that deficit head on and prioritized core services like public safety and clean streets to drive San Francisco's comeback. After another productive month of work with Board President Rafael Mandelman, Budget Chair Connie Chan, and so many other critical partners, I am proud to say that early this morning, the Board of Supervisors Budget and Appropriations Committee voted unanimously to advance the city budget. I am confident that this budget answers San Franciscans' call for us to rebuild a safer, cleaner, and thriving San Francisco. Passing this budget also required painful decisions that were unfortunately necessary to set up our entire city for success. Leadership means making these tough decisions, and together we did that. As a result, the city controller found that we reversed a decade-long trend of increasing the number of positions in government, and that we are taking the necessary steps to tackle the structural deficit, saving as much as nearly $300 million a year in future budget years. I'm grateful to President Mandelman, Supervisor Chan, and the entire Board of Supervisors for their partnership through this process. San Franciscans voted for a new spirit of collaboration at City Hall, and that is alive and well. As a city, we will continue to work together to deliver the results that San Franciscans expect with the accountability that they deserve, whether that's with the Board of Supervisors or with public safety leaders that are gathered here today. Now, we are just a couple of days away from one of San Francisco's most celebrated traditions, Pride Weekend and the Pride Parade. While many of us will be marching and celebrating, my top priority remains making sure everyone feels safe and free to be themselves. Our city departments have been working closely together to make that happen. From law enforcement to emergency response, every team is coordinating internally and with the event organizers, SF Pride, to ensure that San Francisco is ready. The police department, sheriff's office, fire department, Department of Emergency Management, our district attorney, we will be appropriately staffed and resources effectively deployed throughout the city. Their operations center will be active. Their teams will be mobile, and they will be ready to respond in real time. You'll see law enforcement officers stationed at key locations throughout the city. Fire and medical personnel will be staged along the parade route and at high attendance venues to ensure quick response if needed. If you see something concerning, say something. Call 911 for emergencies and 311 for non-emergencies. You can also sign up for text message alerts at alertsf.org or by texting your zip code to 888-777. Over the course of this year, DEM and SFPD have been working together to keep San Franciscans safe. From the safest Lunar New Year parade on record and the NBA All-Star Weekend to recent demonstrations and other activities across the city, I am so proud of how we as a city have handled these events, and we will continue to prepare and maintain that ready posture so that San Franciscans can enjoy and express themselves freely. We are constantly learning and incorporating those lessons to make sure we are ready for anything. San Francisco is on the rise, and we're bringing that momentum into Pride. This is one of the largest and most meaningful events we host every year. A true example of San Franciscans coming together for their values. And I know our city will show up like we always do. I also want to thank Suzanne Ford of San Francisco Pride and the San Francisco Police Officers Pride Alliance. To all of our residents, visitors, performers, public safety teams, and everyone joining us, This weekend belongs to you. Let's look out for one another and let's celebrate. Now, we're here at police headquarters, and I just want to acknowledge in a little over an hour, SFPD will be celebrating Deputy Chief Pete Walsh's retirement at the police headquarters. I want to take this opportunity to congratulate Deputy Chief Walsh as he embarks on a new chapter of his life after an incredible career spanning more than 33 years at SFPD, and we thank him for his dedicated and trusted service to the people of San Francisco. I look forward to seeing you all this weekend. Happy Pride, San Francisco. Let's go. I will now introduce SFPD Deputy Chief Derek Liu.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, everyone. I want to start off by saying happy Pride. Pride Weekend is one of San Francisco's signature events that has come to define our city. San Francisco will host one of the largest gatherings of the LGBTQ plus community and their allies in the world. We'll have visitors from around the globe coming to San Francisco to celebrate and enjoy our wonderful city. We're excited to again showcase San Francisco and our longstanding status as a safe haven for members of the LGBTQ community. This is also an opportunity to show everyone that San Francisco is a safe city. I want to thank Mayor Daniel Lurie and all of our public safety partners who will be instrumental in making this weekend safe and welcoming for all. This is a big lift for law enforcement, but it's an event we've had a lot of experience facilitating. Just like any large gathering of this type, public safety is our number one priority. As you all are aware, this year also brings new concerns and challenges. Tensions are heightened due to national and global events, but our message is clear. San Francisco is ready. We've been meeting regularly with our city and community partners to ensure this is a safe and enjoyable event for everyone. We will be fully staffed over the weekend with officers at all district stations and with specialized units ready to respond to any issues that may arise. Our officers will be out in force, but we also need the public's help. I ask everyone who is out celebrating this weekend to follow these safety guidelines. Look out for one another. Keep an eye out for your friends and loved ones, and stay alert to your surroundings. Be mindful of your personal possessions, like your wallet, purse, and cell phone. Drink responsibly so you're not a target. And don't accept drinks from strangers. As always, absolutely don't drink and drive. We have a world-class public transportation system, or you can always take a taxi or rideshare service. If you see something suspicious, please alert the authorities. As we always say, if you see something, say something. As the excitement for this weekend continues to build, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the LGBTQ plus members of the SFPD. We believe that our officers should reflect the communities that we serve, and I'm proud of the SFPD's diversity, especially when it comes to our LGBTQ officers. I want to acknowledge our Pride Alliance here today, who have been invaluable in building trust and partnership with our LGBTQ community. In the spirit of Pride, you may see our officers wearing Pride patches on their uniforms that support our LGBTQ community and highlight our commitment to inclusiveness. In closing, I want to remind everyone to stay safe and to have fun. This is a joyous time for our city, and the SFPD will be here to ensure everyone is safe. Happy Pride. I'd now like to introduce Sheriff Paul Miyamoto.
Good morning and happy Pride. The Pride weekend and parade is a powerful reminder of the progress we've made and the work that still lies ahead to ensure equality and safety for all. Our Sheriff's Office is proud to be marching in the parade and to be a part of keeping people safe. Our core values are service, professionalism, and pride. And pride in our core values takes on a very special meaning, not for just this month, but for the activities on Sunday. Let me be clear, we will be multitasking this weekend, meaning we will also be out in force throughout the city to make sure that everyone remains safe. Let's all have a great time this weekend. And as the chief and the mayor have said, if you see something, say something. I'm also here to remind you, please, dance like nobody's watching, but party like public safety is watching. Thank you.
All right, our next speaker will be District Attorney Brooke Jenkins.
Thank you, Deputy Chief Lou. I am here to say happy Pride as well. As the mayor said, this is one of our most iconic and traditional celebrations of the year, every year. And for me, I know it's one of the most exciting and fun times that our city has. Not just the parade, but all the festivities going on. But we also know in law enforcement that historically, this has been a weekend where we often experience a great deal of crime. And so I'm here to say that we are setting the tone now, that if you are thinking of committing hate crimes, robberies, breaking into anyone's car, San Francisco is not the place. We stand for accountability. We are going to make sure that law enforcement does its job, and my office will be prepared to intake any cases brought to us by the police department to ensure that there is accountability and consequences for those who commit crime in our city. So celebrate safely, celebrate wisely, and happy Pride.
Our next speaker will be San Francisco Fire Department Chief Dean Crispin.
Good morning, San Francisco. Happy Pride. We are incredibly proud of our LGBTQ plus members. Many of them would love to participate in the parade and will. We will be out in force marching in this parade. We have something a little special planned in the tie department, so please look for our fancy ties. However, many of our members have committed to work as well. Although they would love to participate in the events, you will see them along the parade route, riding around in gators, which are small four-wheel vehicles that are able to provide medical support, EMS services, as well as fire suppression as needed. I would like to thank Mayor Daniel Lurie for his leadership in public safety, the remainder of my public safety team. We're doing a fantastic job of preparing for this. We are currently engaged in training at our division of training and our command structure so that we all know each other's playbook, and we are ready for this weekend. A couple of safety tips. As Commander Lou mentioned, public transit is the first option, but if you do have to drive, please understand there may be delays, so pre-plan your route and use caution and safety. Second of all, please bring a lot of water. We're not expecting an incredibly hot weekend. However, in large crowds with the amount of walking, we need to make sure that everybody remains hydrated because one of the main concerns we have is dehydration in these events. So thank you again to everybody. Happy Pride. We're looking forward to a fun weekend and safe. We're here to keep you safe. We intend to do that. The rest of the city will remain fully staffed, so we're ready to go.
All right, our next speaker, Department of Emergency Management Director Mary Ellen Carroll.
Thank you. Good morning and happy Pride. On behalf of all the LGBTQ members of the Department of Emergency Management, we're really excited to go into this weekend. Most of us and them will be working, however, but Pride Weekend is one of our favorite times to be in the Emergency Operations Center because we are there for a very happy reason and to celebrate San Francisco while keeping people safe. So we will have our Emergency Operations Center fully activated with staff from across city departments. We will be focused on public safety and critical infrastructure on Sunday. We'll be monitoring Pride events, the parade activities, our 911 call volume, our EMS hospital systems, and our police and fire resources. We'll do coordination across all of those departments. And probably most importantly, we'll be centralizing public information so we can get accurate, timely information to the public as needed. To that end, I want to echo what Mayor Lurie said, which is we encourage everyone to sign up for Alert SF. All you need to do is type Pride SF to 888-777. Or you can just put your zip code in. Either way, we'll be able to very quickly get information out to you when needed. Again, to echo my colleagues, we encourage folks, if you see something, say something. If you have any, if you need information about transportation or other questions about Pride events, you can go to 311. But if it is a life safety emergency, please call 911. Our dispatchers are there to take your call. I also just wanted to update for my colleagues from SFMTA. As we've all said, public transportation is the way to go this weekend if you can. You can find out information about reroutes or any other closures through sfmta.com/pride and follow their social media. And then finally, it's not a pride without really acknowledging our partners at Public Works. It is the largest planned event cleanup operation of the year, and they will be following behind all the activities. And so a huge shout out to them. If you see Public Works out there, please show them your gratitude, because after the party's over, you will not even know it has happened because of Public Works. So thank you, enjoy, and have a great Pride weekend.
Suzanne, not here, she's planning. And so we're happy to, I'm happy to take some questions, and anybody behind me is also happy to take questions. All right, oh, whoa, whoa. You all took a beat there.
My question's for Sheriff Miyamoto. Do you have any comments on your chief of staff who was charged with a hit and run and falsifying the police report? He's supposed to be arraigned in court today, that got pushed tomorrow. Does he still have a job in your office?
Currently, we don't usually talk about administrative matters, but I can share that he's currently on administrative leave at this time as we await the process to place course.
What else we got? Yeah. I'm going to save you time later today. Do you have any comment on Rob Fox's hate crime report that came out yesterday, which shows that Black, Jewish, and LGBTQ people in California have the highest hate crime numbers globally?
Yes, I was sent that report this morning, and I am aware that gay men fall at the top of that list, along with Black Americans as well as Jewish Americans. And I think, again, it's a signal to us of the work that we still have ahead of us to ensure that as a society, as a city here in San Francisco, that we embrace one another more positively. I, being the former hate crimes prosecutor in our office years ago, saw many of these cases come across my desk, and we do know that we are still experiencing a number of issues in our city. My job is to make sure that when they do happen, that we address it, that people know how to report a hate crime, which is obviously very important, that people report even hate incidents where they may suspect it's not crossed the line into criminal behavior, but even if someone is espousing hate, we need to be aware of it as law enforcement, and so I do continue to encourage the public to report to the police when something happens that concerns you, and again, to hold those accountable who commit hate crimes in our city. And so for me, it's about working with community to ensure that we have adequate reporting, that they are aware of the work that we are doing. My hate crimes prosecutor has worked with Supervisor Mandelman's office to host town halls in the Castro and across the city for different demographic groups to make sure that people are educated on the work that we are doing and what we need as a partnership from the public to ensure that we are addressing what's happening as soon as we can.
Is the alert level for Pride this year different from years past?
But we are well prepared.
I've been covering some of the anti-Semitic attacks that you guys beefed up with rules in general in the city since that's happened.
Yeah, so we're in constant communication with the community and places of worship. We are doing extra, what we call passing calls, and just and then on top of that, in constant communication with our intelligence community to find out what's going on, trending internationally, nationally, and locally, so that we can properly respond.
And if I'm at Pride and I see something suspicious, what's the best way to report it?
911. Absolutely.
Funding, and some of the supervisors say they want prop scene funding to fund the housing solution, but they are giving you guys by moving into homeless shelter. Do you have any comment on that?
No, we worked collaboratively throughout the last couple of months on it, and over the last 24 hours we had good discussions, and I think we came to a really good agreement last night. I want to thank Budget Chair Connie Chan and Supervisor and Board President Raphael Mandelman. I think we are all focused on helping those that need help on our streets, and this is going to help us do that, but it stays within what we've talked about for the last couple months with our supervisors.
Typically, you know, we see things being calm and settled during the parade and around the Civic Center, but at night it's usually the drinking and where things tend to take a turn. So are operations different at night in terms of resources? Any plan for any unrest that might come at that time?
So I'll just say, without getting into, you know, specific numbers and whatnot, we've of course increased our staffing for the weekend. We do understand that there may be, like you said, drinking, partying and whatnot going later into the night. So we're prepared for that. And then just with the unknowns coming from the spontaneous protests and whatnot, we have a continuous plan to be able to call up resources if necessary.
Thank you, everybody.